English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia. Task 2. Explore. Topic: Legends. Title: It Was Too Late.
Sobat pintar, kamu akan mendengarkan cerita tentang legenda batu menangis atau The Legend of a Crying Rock yang akan diikuti dengan 3 pertanyaan. Pertanyaan tersebut akan mengukur pemahamanmu secara lebih dalam tentang isi cerita tersebut. Simak dan jawab pertanyaannya ya.
Last week, I was in a performance at the City Hall. I had the main role in the performance based on an old legend. Did you see the performance? If you didn't, let me tell you about it. I was a poor widow. I lived on a hill far from the countryside with my daughter. My daughter was very beautiful, and she always boasted about her beauty. However, she was very lazy and never helped me. She was also very spoiled. She always asked for many things, and if she didn't get them, she would cry. The situation made me sad, but somehow I still loved her. One day, my daughter asked me to buy her a new gown. At first, I refused because I did not have enough money. Nevertheless, because I felt forced to obey her request, I decided to buy it for her. I then asked my daughter to accompany me to the market. "Okay, but I don't want to walk beside you. You should walk behind me. I'm embarrassed if others see me," she said. Although I was sad, I did what she requested. We left for the market to buy the gown for her. On the way to the market, my daughter walked in front of me, while I walked behind her, carrying a basket. Although we were mother and daughter, we looked very different, as if we were not from the same family. We looked more like a boss and a maid. My daughter dressed up beautifully and wore very nice clothes, while I looked old and wore very simple dresses. When we got to the market, a young man greeted us. "Hi, pretty girl, who's that behind you? Is that your mother?" he asked. "Of course not, she's my servant," said my daughter. I was sad to hear it, but I kept silent, though my heart was crying. People kept asking my beautiful daughter about me, but she always said that I was just her maid. I couldn't stand how my daughter treated me. I was so upset that I prayed and asked God to change my daughter into a stone. God granted me my wish. Slowly, my daughter started to change into a stone, starting from her feet up until her head. Through many tears, the stone begged God and myself to forgive her. But it was too late. The stone still exists now and is called Batu Menangis, or the Crying Rock.
Now that you have heard about the legend, please answer the following questions by choosing A, B, C, D, or E. Question 1. What will listeners probably learn from this story? A. We should not ask for negative outcomes from God. B. A mother should never be angry with her children. C. We should respect our parents however they are. D. One's actions can be used to see their character. E. Do not always believe in someone's good behavior, as it may not be real. Question 2. The speaker said, "But I kept silent, though my heart was crying." What can be concluded from this sentence? A. The mother cried in front of people. B. The mother denied that she was sad. C. The mother felt very sad, but she pretended to be calm. D. The mother did not say a word because she was crying. E. The mother was crying, but she hid it from other people's sight. Question 3. Which sentence best describes the daughter? A. She liked to wear simple dresses. She treated her mother badly. B. She always dressed up beautifully. She loved her mother very much. C. She was beautiful but lazy. She told everyone that her mother was her servant. D. She was more beautiful than her mother. She was loved by many young men. E. She treated her mother as if she were her servant. She never asked her mother for forgiveness.
Bagaimana? Apakah ada kesulitan? Silakan konfirmasikan jawabanmu kepada Bapak atau Ibu gurumu.
Did you have any difficulty answering these questions? Maybe you can discuss them with your friends and ask your teacher if you need any help.
English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.